Are your whys in the way? Hi, I'm Tom Harrison, founder and creator of Walk Your Why. And I like to speak to this question. Are your whys getting in the way? And notice I used the word whys, W-H-Y-S. And if you didn't notice, it's a little W, a small W, in fact, like a very small W, meaning these whys, these reasons, which are not our real reason, which are not our main reason, which are not our true why, our divine essential why. It's all these other whys that otherwise run our lives. It's these whys that get, did I say wives? That's a 40-year slip. It's these other whys that get in the way of living a why with a big W, big W, driven life. The little whys that get in the way of living a big why driven life. A life rooted in and flowing from what I call your divine essential why. The very reason each of us is here as a human being on this planet. And your particular expression of that. One shared why. So if you would, pause for a moment now and ask yourself, are my whys, my little whys, which we often realize later are rational lies, are my whys in the way of my big why? Are all of the rational lies I tell myself keeping me from truly engaging my real work in the world? Keeping me from truly tapping into and allowing my life to flow out of my divine essential why? Are my whys in the way? Or is my one why the way I am following? And in following that one divine essential why, I don't find the little whys in the way because I'm going the wise way. And if you didn't notice, that was W-I-S-E. Now it could also be W-H-Y-S, right? With a big W. We could have some very important whys, some very important reasons for what we do that are in support of our one big, deep, true why. And those whys don't get in the way. The whys that are wise, the whys that flow from and are supported by our wisdom, don't get in the way of the one why. They help accelerate and support the way. So ask yourself, are my whys in the way? or are they supporting the way? Enjoy the adventure. Happy trails.